recording the meeting. Welcome back, everyone. Before we kind of get started with another round of introductions, we'll start with the antitrust policy notice and code of conduct. I think for everyone that's on the call, you guys are well aware of this, and obviously you know that you can read this in your spare time if you so wish off of our social impact wiki page. So just to kind of quickly review the meeting agenda for this week, I think one of the main things is we're moving into the 2020 year, and it's really going to be, you know, where as a community we would like for the SIG to grow. So it's identifying different growth areas, whether it be from the community liaison's perspective, what groups and communities should we interact with, get more engaged with, kind of, you know, help inform, you know, knowledge share and have different types of lessons learned. On the other end, also, you know, any types of work streams and projects that you guys are interested in doing, you know, whether it be on the research side or on the white paper side, you know, I think those are all things that would be great to kind of, you know, share your ideas. Any type of other forums that you guys want to engage with the community, you know, those are also all welcome. So we'll kind of walk through those in a minute. The other thing is, so before we go into that, just as a recap, so I think we've all met each other, but if there's anyone who wants to kind of give a quick introduction to what they're doing, we can kind of run through that again. It's up to you guys what you guys want to do. Any interest?
Nancy, are you referring to like a quick go around of who we are?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've done it before, and I think, you know, all the names seem very familiar, but if there is any interest, you know, we can run through that again.
I don't know. Bobby, have we met before?
Hi, I'm not sure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm from the Learning Materials Working Group, and I've been a member of the Social Impact Group for a while, over a year now, and very interested in the direction in which this group is going because I do think it's very valuable.
Great. Is Bobby Mascara?
Correct, yes.
Oh, wonderful. You know, yes, absolutely. Know you. I just didn't know from Bobby JN, so that's why I was.
I'm on a different computer.
Ah, okay. Excellent.
Awesome. And Bobby, since you know, you've been with the Social Impact Group from the beginning, we're definitely going to rely on you for a lot of some ideas too.
Great.
Awesome. So, kind of going back to identifying growth areas, I believe Jim, you'll be taking notes as we kind of help us out. So in terms of community liaisons, you know, I want to kind of open it up to the group. What are some communities and, you know, groups that you guys would be interested in hearing from, you know, whether it be, you know, they could do community presentations for us, or we can kind of go and, you know, present for them. But, you know, are there any kind of, you know, groups that you guys interact with? One thing I do want to raise are kind of local Hyperledger meetups. You know, if there's any interest in engaging with some of those, right here, there's like a link that I could actually open up. You know, it could be another forum in which we engage a little bit more with some of the other folks that are also in the blockchain space. But, you know, the Hyperledger meetups are, you know, a very global community. You know, do you guys have any ideas or any thoughts on different ways that we can do that?
Hi, Nancy. I run the Princeton meetup for Hyperledger in New Jersey. And when you say engage with them, what do you mean? Like have speakers from the Social Impact go do presentations at the meetups or just invite them to sit in on our calls?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think both are wonderful ideas. You know, I think some of the folks are also on the East Coast and would probably gladly kind of go in do some presentations for the local meetups. And also if there are any local entrepreneurs there that are interested in the social impact space and interested in speaking with us, I think those are all, you know, collaborations. And if there are any kind of projects or activities that we could work with them on a more local setting, that would also be of interest.
Okay, that's great. So should we make a list of speakers who would like to go out so that before we like broach the different meetups and say, oh, here's social impact, here's our list of speakers in their like areas, if you want to contact them to get together. So you, is that kind of like we would do a directory?
Yeah, I think that would be great. Yeah, that sounds great.
And maybe if I can, Baptiste speaking, if I can join in on that, I spoke recently to the Igor, who's managing the London meetup, who just joined and is setting it up again, I think, from taking it from someone else. So I was offering him to speak, not about this special impact group, but maybe that could be another way of doing it, to have people that are part of it to go on local meetups and speak to some extent about what the group is doing to try to grow some awareness about it, basically.
That would be great. I think those are all great, yeah, great ways that we can get more outreach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I guess one of the follow-up items for this would be to cultivate a list of all of our community members that would be interested in speaking at different meetups on a more local level. So are there any other groups? And Bobby, you know, as you're running kind of the Princeton meetup, you know, as you're operating those, are there other areas that you could see potential ways that we could collaborate with the different meetups?
Well, for me, I know that with the social impact group, a year ago, there was a presentation from the Dutch Blockchain Coalition. They spoke during the call, and afterward, they invited all of the members of the call to go to the consulate in New York and further learn about the initiatives that they're doing over in the Netherlands. And I actually went and did that. And then I took that back and was able to have a whole topic, a whole meetup group just around that event. So, I mean, that's one way that the meetups, you know, I found it beneficial, because then it opened so many doors. And then one of our meetups got together over the summer, and actually through that connection, met the people at the Big Apps Blockchain Challenge in New York. And we engaged with them this summer. So that was, you know, doors were opened just from that presentation last year. So, you know, that's like a lot of interesting stuff. And I'm looking at our wiki page, and there is like a bunch of directories already. I'm not sure if they need to be cleaned up or maintained, but there's space for people's names and locations already.
Right. So, yeah. So in terms of this, I guess the only thing, we could probably just have another field where we say, you know, an opt-in or opt-out, like, are you guys interested in presenting to, you know, being on a list of names that we send out to different folks? Does that sound good?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. Yeah, and it seems like we have quite a directory, so that's good. We'll probably send that out. So the other thing that I wanted to bring up, so I noticed that I think over the summer that you guys had created a survey of questions, really kind of gauging interests, you know, whether it be from the communication perspective or how you would like, you know, to play a role within the SIG. You know, do you think it would be of interest to kind of have another kind of pulse survey to really just gauge the community and find different areas that we can grow, you know, more and expand a little bit more rapidly? What do you guys think?
Sure. What was the, can you link the poll, or is that it being shown on the, that's on the screen right now?
Yep. I'm showing the survey questions, and then there are also the results.
Yeah.
The locator right here. And it's right off of the, on the side, right below the meeting agenda and minutes. Right
oh, here. Got it.
Yeah. And I believe, like, Bobby, I think you were on the team that helped develop this.
Yes, I was. We did it over the summer. Yeah, so that's everything. You know, you can go right in and edit the survey questions if you want to reissue it. We had got a lot of responses. But again, mm-hmm. I don't know if doing another survey is beneficial since we never really did anything with the information we got from the first one.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, so the one thing that I did notice, so, you know, I think there were a lot of really good content in terms of the types of role that, you know, folks want to play, but would it be useful to really kind of gauge, all right, so, you know, for the different roles, like, you know, you want to be a pioneer, you want to really be a developer, administrator, business analyst, but, you know, what exactly are different types of, you know, products that you want to produce? And having folks really, you know, sometimes in these online forums, it's not so easy to share your ideas, you know, for various reasons, but, you know, in an anonymous, you know, survey, maybe folks would be interested in really sharing ideas on their actual things that to be done, like different projects that can be done. I mean, is that, do you think that would be better or?
I mean, if I can give my opinion, I feel like it would be difficult to generate ideas and have people work on projects. And but I think what could happen is more to try to have. I mean, right now we have startups doing presentations and projects being presented and then kind of disappearing. And I realize it's extremely hard to do, but I guess what could have a lot of value is to have people with projects, developers, startups, being active and sharing and discussing between each other and giving, you know, regular learnings from their work, and that would build that could be a pretty active community, basically. And I realize that's a huge amount of work and could take a lot of time, but you know, it just feel like you. Giving ideas of how people work on projects is, the incentives are not there, I feel like. So it could be a bit hard to get started.
So I think to your point, I think we've had a repository of different community members presenting, but would it be of interest kind of to see how they've progressed since the last time that they presented their different lessons learned, the different best practices, things that they've experienced as they go along their pathway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I agree. That sounds very interesting. Yeah. You know, some of the people that presented, if we kind of like reinvite them 6 months later or so down the line and ask, hey, you presented on this, I'd be happy to do that. I presented on all the farms. But to give people an update on where that project is and what they've learned, and we could probably fit a few within, you know, each meeting. You know, there wouldn't be a full blown out presentation. We could try to limit it to maybe 10 or 15 minutes, if that. But I'd certainly like to hear how people's projects are progressing, and happy to give an update on mine as well.
And it can be from a technical standpoint, even a discussion. It can be some sort of, you know, three projects discussing and talk about which issue they face with the technology, with Hyperledger, how they solved it. And maybe you'll have similar ones, maybe you'll have different solutions, and always with the social impact side of things.
Mm-hmm. I like that, definitely. So I think that's definitely another way we can... kind of circling back to different types of projects and things that we should do as a group, I know one of the biggest push right now that we're having for all the SIGs is developing different types of, you know, not just having community presentations, but really, you know, working as a group to cultivate different things. So from your perspectives, you know, what are the best ways or where are you guys more interested in kind of having that collaboration? It could be on something smaller. You know, one of the things that what might be of value is, you know, like a little blog post really discussing kind of different upcoming and current trends for social impact for blockchain in 2020. But, you know, obviously this is just something that could be, you know, something short, sweet, to the point, and really kind of help inform the community members and any folks who are thinking about joining, but they don't quite know what social impact, you know, kind of the breadth of that. But what are you guys' thoughts on something like that or other things similar to that word?
Hey, it's Bobby again. Mm-hmm. Basically, I think when we talk about our overall goals as the group, you know, working together to identify use cases, opportunities, and share lessons learned, I think we need to have it easy to access. And again, we had all these great Mercy Corps, all these wonderful presentations. I'd love to know where everything's moving and progressing, but more so, again, like how to get involved or keep in touch with the people in the presentation. So basically, if somebody new comes to the social impact group, what's an easy way for them to catch up, see what's going on in the arena? And mm-hmm. taking it a step further as a goal is for us to basically, since we're, you know, sitting here in a position to analyze these presentations, maybe do something where we sketch out the environment of social impact and blockchain from what we've learned somewhere.
Bobby, I think you raised a really good point. It's really, you know, the kind of the follow-up work with that, but also potentially, you know, we could have a one-pager briefer where, you know, for folks who are new to it, and, you know, oftentimes we get emails, right? You know, I get some emails too, and it's really a consolidated source where, you know, this is, you know, a quick way to catch up on what we've been up to. And, you know, these are different ways that you can kind of help and drive some impact.
Not only that, but a thought just came to me as well. We've had so many great people come and talk who don't come back to the call in 2 weeks to see what other people are doing. I think you should reach out somehow to the people who did give presentations, maybe encourage them to come for a, or we're having a special catch-up presentation. Other people will be there, you know, maybe do something at the end of the month where they all come back during the same call and then they start communicating with each other, because I think that that would be really beneficial if you get the players in the field here on the call.
Gotcha. Okay. That's something that we can definitely scope out. So for the folks on the call, you know, I think, you know, we definitely want to kind of give a little bit more opportunity. So, I mean, Bobby or, you know, somebody, would you guys be interested in Bobby and maybe in Jim and, you know, Baptiste or whoever, or Mark, would you guys be interested in kind of leading the follow-up for some of these community presentations? And really, you know, we could do it on a quarterly basis and have a catch-all where, you know, folks join in for 10 to 15 minutes, give an update on what they've been up to. You know, what do you guys think on scoping something, you know, a concept out on how we do those follow-ups with the folks that have presented before?
Yeah, I'd be sure. Happy. Yeah, I'd be happy to help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely as well. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't fully hear you, everything, but yeah, I'm happy to help set it up and think about the format. And I guess part of this is also keeping a list of everything presented and their contact details to make sure we can just come back to them and offer, as Bobby was saying, even simply to join the call and listen in and to be able to mm-hmm. speak.
So we actually have an area right here where we have all our community presentations and presenters, and we have their names. And what we can do is I can try to add all the email addresses that I have for some of these mm-hmm. folks. Some of them are in the mailing list. So that could be a starting point.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. So any other kind of ideas that you guys have that we haven't quite addressed yet?
You know, I wanted to make a suggestion, and Bobby, you might particularly well have an opinion one way or the other on it, but I work a lot with Oregon State University, and a lot of the times I'm the person, you know, that works in Hyperledger and that also works with them. But I'm wondering if there might be an outreach directly to the universities that some of us are associated with and inviting them to this call, you know, so there would be, you know, I know we've got some engineers, postgrads at OSU that are interested in blockchain. And I know that Cornell, for example, has a Cornell blockchain group. But perhaps reaching out to those universities that we know, making them aware of this call, and then having them represent their groups. And sometimes it's a formal group, and other times it's just, you know, students that are specializing within a certain area. Bobby, do you have any thoughts on that, since you're around Princeton and that might be applicable?
Basically, the universities, when this call's happening, usually the kids are in class, we do reach out and go to the hackathons that they have in the business and engineering departments and computer science departments and, like, try to leave as much information. The Hyperledger people just came out with, if you go to the marketing page, there's a business card that you can print on your computer that has the information on how to get involved in these calls, and you can print them out and put them in the universities. But other than that kind of reach out, there's really no formal program to reach out to the universities yet.
Yeah, that's funny because there's the time difference. I'm out here and it's 7 a.m., so I'm like, no one's in class now. All they have to do is wake up early and attend.
Tell that to a college student.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm going to give that effort, especially to some people I know at Cornell that do a podcast for blockchain. I think they're MBA students that are interested in it, and I believe they represent a formal Cornell blockchain group, but I'll just follow up with them via email. And I'll also check over at Oregon State University, which might be easier. If they can get out of bed, they can attend since it's an early start time for us. But I'll give that a shot at the few universities that I'm associated with, as well as Portland State University. They also have a pretty active group that works on blockchain.
And Jim, to that concept, you know, I think one thing that we could potentially do is have you know, professors, as they're working on projects or any kind of projects that are going on at the campus level, they're interested in presenting to us, especially as it relates to social impact. I think that could be a great way to get them involved.
Yeah, I agree. You know, one thing that's kind of funny with blockchain and social impact is I rarely come across a blockchain project that doesn't claim social impact. And that's not to say it's not valid, but they're very often the same. Great. I also agree, Nancy. I'll be happy to mention that to the professors that I know, and get them involved as well. When there's a delay in me talking, it's because I'm going back to the notes page and then to the Zoom.
So thank you. All right. So any other things that you guys want to identify before we kind of move on to the community update section? Are there other forums? You know, one thing I do want to throw out. Some of the Hyperledger folks were mentioning that for some of the folks, you know, they'll do like kind of like what's new in social impact. It's kind of like a quick, briefer newsletter, but really discussing kind of the different news articles, you know, of different things that are happening, different use cases and stuff like that. Would it be of value to have a centralized area in our wiki page where we are updating or, you know, uploading some information that community members could, you know, catch up on and read a little bit about? Is that something that's useful?
I would use it, and I'd be happy to participate and add the articles that I try to stay abreast with on it.
Excellent.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else? So then moving on a little bit. So for the, in terms of community updates, I know with 2020, there's going to be a lot more different types of conferences and et cetera that we go into. One thing that we've been tasked with is definitely, you know, briefing everyone of the Hyperledger Global Forum that's going to be coming up in March. But are there other events that you guys are planning on going to or have heard about that could be of interest to the greater community?
Hi, it's me. There's in January, in the middle of January, I think it's around the 16th, there's the big blockchain event in Miami that usually collects a big crowd. I'm trying to think of the exact name of it. It's the blockchain. I'll have to look it up and send you a link while we're talking.
Sounds good. And also to that point, so since, you know, social impact really kind of touches on many different types of different, you know, sub-sectors, what are your thoughts on us kind of breaking the group up, well, not so much breaking the group up, but having kind of subgroups that really focus on, you know, one of the particular industries, and it could be like, you know, like German agriculture or, you know, in kind of climate, environment, all these different kind of areas. But I mean, would it be of interest to really have a little bit more focus on a subgroup level?
Nancy, could you restate that, the idea behind that? So just so I could be more clear in it, and you probably explained it well, my mind was drifting.
No, I think the main thing is, you know, because of the kind of the breadth of social impact, and I think you mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of different areas where social impact plays a role, but would it be of value to really have, you know, on a subgroup level, a little bit more of a targeted focus where we focus on a particular sector, and it could be like agriculture, it could be like land rights, it could be, you know, climate, environment, all these different areas, but having, you know, folks that are very focused on or their interests tailored to a certain industry, but being able to kind of access the information or engagement level that they would like on a more specific or focused industry or sector. You know, would there be some value with that, or, you know, are most folks interested in kind of the breadth of social impact itself?
I mean, I'd love to get more into the weeds on agriculture and how it intersects with blockchain, but I don't know if we have the amount of people to, you know, kind of, I'd probably be in the chat by myself. So I don't know if we've got the amount of people to warrant that at this point. You know, maybe a little bit later this month when we've got more participants and everything else. And I also actually, you know, I definitely enjoy hearing about the wider applications than what I do in my bubble.
Great. Okay. That's good. Awesome. Are there any other things? I do think that we still have some time, so if you guys have any other topics to bring up.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up a quick topic. There's an organization called Frontiers in Agriculture, and they are doing a call for research papers. I'll just provide the link for that. It's you know, kind of more on the academic side of things, but it's actually Frontiers in Blockchain, and specifically the call for research is blockchain uses for social and economic equity in agriculture and food production. So not just agriculture, but food production in general. I'll provide the link for that. There's still, you know, a few months to go before the abstracts have to be submitted. So that's something I thought might be of interest. That group works or is most familiar with blockchain, specifically Ethereum, Hyperledger, and Corda. So we're one of the main platforms that they know.
Thanks, Jim. So what would be some ways that it could, you know, the group could engage with that project?
Well, I was thinking, you know, it would be for people that have projects in that space to submit for that. I wasn't thinking so much the group, but it would be more for those individual projects, I guess. You know, but of course, within the abstract, what could be mentioned is the support that comes from this group.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, if you want to add those to the meeting agenda, I think we can circle that out to the folks in the community to see if they're, if anyone is of interest, and then they'll probably reach out to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome. Anything else? So if there isn't anything else that you guys are interested in discussing, I think we can probably end the meeting a little bit early today. But a couple of different kind of action items would be, you know, developing kind of a resource where new community members can very easily catch up and join the group. And the other thing is reaching out to some of our community presenters and ask for an update. So, you know, depending on how you guys want to go forward on that, what we can do is create a quick wiki page on these two different topics and start outlining how we want to push those things. Does that sound good?
Definitely, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, y'all. Talk to you soon.